Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My spirited friend over there is Andy Baskin.
Always a pleasure.
What better song to introduce our pal Chris Rose than the Miami fight song? He joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from somewhere in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct, Chris?
That is correct, although I thought with maybe that music you were going to be interviewing Sean McVay. So
now,
that would have been a better get for you this week, you know, slightly, larger guest.
Chris, let me just tell you.
He didn't return our text.
The bar is very low on this show. I just want you
that's
to know.
True.
So
that's true.
That's why we appreciate you.
Thus the host.
Are there people listening to this, or are we just having a...
No, it's just me, you, and selected members of the Baskin, Rose, and Phelps family hanging out.
Nobody
from the Rose family.
Yeah. No, so basically, it's just...
You can take that out.
It's a conference call. That's all it is.
Which is good.
Yep. So periodically throughout the call, I'll go beep just to irritate you, to make you think that someone's actually coming out of the line.
Heard your name, heard your voice on some questions the other day, by the way. Nice job. Good to see you're earning your money.
Andy, by the way, of all the things that you do to annoy me, making a beeping sound is way down the ladder.
Oh, that's it?
Beep. So,
Chris, I just want to say it was very nice to you, or nice to see you in the picture with the Lombardi Trophy the other day with the attempted kiss. Any special feelings for someone who is from Cleveland to be that close to the Lombardi Trophy?
I got a lot of Twitter hacks out there saying, well, it's the closest state back from Cleveland will get to the Lombardi Trophy.
See?
You guys are so creative. My God. Why don't you call up to Mom and have her make your next meal from the basement, please? Thank you.
Those are all of our followers, too, so we're good.
I will say this. I've had a chance to see that thing up close and personal several times, and it's pretty awesome. And the same thing with the Commissioner's Trophy in the world of baseball. It's neat. My three favorite days of the year that I work are, you know, the day somebody can clinch the World Series and the trophy's around, and it's magical. Obviously, the day of the Super Bowl, and if you're fortunate enough to be on the field afterward, it's like it stops being a business for a second, and it's just about those guys that accomplished so much. And then this Saturday, probably the best assignment I've got all week is I get to interview the Hall of Famers right after they hit the stage at NFL Honors and find out that they are headed to Canton. They're just life-changing moments.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty emotional. So I love those parts of it.
And by the way, quickly, happy birthday to you, too. I forgot to say that. As much as we don't get along and hate each other now.
Today?
Now that he's established that we hate each other. Happy birthday.
We don't hate each other, for goodness sakes. Will you stop it?
Is today
like
your birthday?
Cousins that have to
no, his birthday was the other day.
Okay, good.
When was your birthday? Monday?
It was Sunday.
Sunday.
So, yeah, I spent all day traveling. Didn't even get to see my kids before I left. Well,
I'm sorry to hear that.
No sob story here. It's okay. I've had 48 of them. Let's just continue on.
There you go. So we have a football game to play. Everybody kind of forgets that. We end up celebrating the sport so much and all the hoopla around the whole thing. There is a game to play. And I've seen some folks who I respect say the Patriots are going to absolutely stomp on the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What's your gut tell you?
I don't think they'll stomp on them. I mean, if you had to pin me down and pick a winner today, I would give the edge to the Patriots. But, you know, in all eight of their Super Bowls, it's been a one-score game that New England's played under Brady and Belichick. So I don't know why anybody would think that. And, you know, let's remember, the Rams – the first half of the year had something special going offensively. And I know they lost Cooper Kupp, you know, midway through the year, and that was a big loss for them. And they kind of got pounded a couple of times, in consecutive weeks by the Bears and the Eagles. And they kind of had to rediscover themselves and kind of reinvent themselves on the fly a little bit. But I think they're going to put up points. So I don't expect them to get thrashed. Do you?
I think they have a chance to win it, Chris. I really do.
Of course. Of course they've got a chance. I mean, their defense is going to have to play well because right now I think that Josh McDaniels is calling exceptional football. You know, there's a lot of people that have been critical of Brady. Like, well, all he's doing is getting the ball out of his hands in like 1.5 seconds. Like, right, because he's 41 and they don't want him to get hit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the MO now. So, you know, that's the best thing about the Patriots is that they can evolve from week to week. It's pretty damn impressive.
Chris, percentage of questions today at the commissioner about last week's NFC Championship game. and the way it ended. And how is he going to respond to those knowing that there's a couple lawsuits out there? That's I'm like, I don't know what he could actually say that it isn't going to come back to bite him one way or another.
Well, here's what he could say, I think, and it wouldn't come back to bite him, is that just like our players, coaches, commissioner, owners, everybody makes mistakes. You know, whether it's from the people you hire and the coaches don't work out, or the plays that coaches call, or the interception a quarterback threw, or the fumble a running back just dropped. We all make mistakes. Although our referees are the best in the world at what they do, sometimes they make errors. And this was a significant one, and I sympathize with the people of New Orleans. I can. But at the same time, the rules don't stipulate you can go back and review it right now as they read.
Right. Can he actually say they may? I mean, we all know that, and that's probably the right thing to do. But knowing that there's lawsuits there that could get thrown out, and so then it wouldn't make a difference at that point. But if those things ever got in a court, they can turn around and go, well, Commissioner, were you right or wrong on this? And then we'll play the tape, and you'll say you made a mistake.
Well,
I don't know what that pays out.
You can also
but...
go behind and say it's a judgment call, you know, that pass interference is a judgment call, and that's why we don't review it at this point. But, you know, if you're the NFL, you know what tape you bring in, what piece of video you bring into the
Rich Carlos kick against the Browns?
No.
Oh,
no, stop that. Will you just move on from that?
I can't let it go.
It's not happening.
You're close. Okay. How about Blair Walsh a couple of years ago with the Vikings against Seattle, right? Everybody thinks he's going to make, what was it, a 28-yarder or whatever?
Right.
Right? Did he make it or miss it?
Yeah.
In the playoffs. He missed it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can't say that the Saints definitely would have won the game because we just don't know. Now, is there a 99% chance they would have won the game? Probably. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I feel terribly for the fans of New Orleans, but we're talking about stupid stuff like a lawsuit? Are you kidding me? Come on.
And if New Orleans calls a different game there, you're not throwing
That's
the ball.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week.
Right.
It's accountability. But I will say this. Tonight I'm hosting Super Bowl Prime with Deion Sanders and LaDainian Tomlinson at 9 o'clock Eastern. Our first guest right out of the gate is Cam Jordan of the Saints, who I don't know if you saw at the Pro Bowl last week, who was wearing a T-shirt, I think, that said, you know, blow whistles, not calls. And obviously he hasn't let it go. But he'll react to what the commissioner says today. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Chris Rose joining us, NFL Network from the Super Bowl.
Chris, you should just get him a T-shirt that says, Rich Carlos missed. That's what you should do.
My God.
And hand it to
Holy
him.
Smokes.
You know, there was it's one of the great debates, you know, best quarterback of all time. Is it a debate anymore, or is it just Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is, you know, and I feel like I saw all the greats with all due respect to the, you know, the Bart Starrs of the world and those guys. You know, I think we're talking about since the evolution of the pass. Like Dan Fouts, I think, was really the first true great every down passer that I saw, right? Maybe you guys saw. And then Marino followed after him, you know, with Montana mixed in there and Elway. And, you know, I think Brady, with the way that the game has changed and adapted, that yes, he's it. And that's, I'm okay with saying it.
I agree, and I didn't used to feel that way. But combine the success with the longevity, the way he plays, I think you're hard-pressed to put anybody else in that conversation.
Well, let's do this for a second. For all the people that are saying, well, it's his scheme and all that, so was Joe Montana, right? I mean, Bill Walsh devised a game plan that allowed Montana's talents to shine through, and that is what, you know, let's remember at the beginning of this Super Bowl run, you know, at Super Bowl 36, Brady was the MVP, but I think he threw for 152 yards, okay? So the first couple, he was – I'm not going to say he was along for the ride because he made some critical completions when they needed them. But then he started to kind of take over, and, you know, even in the losses in 42 and 46, those were Tommy's teams, right? And then in 49, he wowed us. And then again in 51, unbelievable. And last year, he got through for 505 yards and a loss. So even at 40 years old, he was still doing it. And I mean, guys, he's appeared in 9 Super Bowls in the last 18 years. That's sickening. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Chris, let me throw this one at you just because and I agree with you. I'm saying, I just want to get to this point. What's it like to cover Super Bowl? I mean, Jeff and I've never done it.
No.
It's
the one thing missing on the resume.
For both of us. Yeah. I mean, what's the best part of covering? I mean, you've covered every major sporting event you can cover. Why is the Super Bowl better than other events? And, you know, what's it like to cover it?
Well, I think the emotional swings of the games over the last several years have made it great. When we were growing up in the 80s, the Super Bowl, the actual games were not that good.
True.
Remember, you know, yeah. San Francisco's dropping 55 on Denver and the Giants beat them 39-20, I think, one year. And you're like, you get to the biggest game of the year and, like, the end of the story sucks. I think we've been treated to some really good games. I know Super Bowl 50 was kind of a clunker, but 49 was unbelievable. 51, you know, where they're down 28-3 was unreal. Last year, it's just the wave of emotions and then just being on the field afterward is, it's great. I'm living out my childhood dream. Like, those guys all dreamed of catching the game-winning touchdown or whatever big play. I dreamed of covering the Super Bowl at the end. I knew at a pretty early age I wanted to be playing in one, so I wanted to go cover it, and I've been able to live out my dream, so it's pretty damn cool.
With the with Roger Goodell speaking at 1 o'clock, we kicked this around earlier. Is the NFL in a good spot right now, or is it not? And I said, other than replay stuff and some of the official things, I think maybe the NFL's in a really good spot. Those issues are difficult. But and you've got a crop of young quarterbacks, Chris, that this league can promote like absolute crazy for the next decade.
Totally. Yeah, and I think they're smart. I mean, listen, they made adjustments and they wanted higher scoring games, and that's what they got. And they gave us a memorable 54-51 game between the Rams and Chiefs that had two really good young quarterbacks and two innovative offenses, and we're like, wow, this is awesome. Now, you know, some people say it's too much offense, but I mean, people are watching everything. And I remember last year and the year before, every Sunday I sit and watch all the games with a bunch of my buddies from the NFL Network. And I turned to one of my producer friends, Alex Maloney, and there were times where we looked at each other and we were like, God, the games just weren't that good today. This year, I couldn't say it at all. The product was exceptional. It was great. And I think that you're always going to have stuff to improve upon when you're a business, and the refereeing is part of it. I think the minority hiring is a critical component of something that the league has to improve upon, and they will talk about that today and should. But I think the game's in a great, great place. It's super entertaining. It is, and there's great personalities, and you mentioned the quarterbacking is a big part of that drive.
Enjoy yourself down there, even though you have to work.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, listen, I'm not dreading going to work tonight. We get to have Cam Jordan. We get 2 Chainz on the show, and my buddy John Smoltz, who used to play baseball with Deion Sanders. So it should be pretty cool.
There you go. Chris Rose at the NFL Network down at the Super Bowl. Thanks, bud. We'll talk to you next week, Chris.
Guys, thank you as always. Stay warm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.